침례 어여여 침례 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 어여여 침례
Yeah. Though I say I need you, what more can I say? Though I say I love you, though I say I'm grateful, though I say I need you, what more can I say?
Come on, wave your hands up faster, Jesus. Faster to Jesus. Wave it faster, wave it faster, wave it faster. In Jesus' name we worship. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, now you be your God. Jesus, now you be your God. Every other God, now so so yeah yeah oh. All other God, now so so yeah yeah. Oh, yeah, help me, oh, that God, that's so, so, yeah, yeah, oh. Oh, Lord, that God, that's so, so, yeah, yeah. You be your God.
Jesus, now you be your God.
Oh, no, no, no.
Jesus, now you be your God. Help
me, oh, that
God, that's so, so, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
Help me,
oh,
that God, that's so, so, yeah, yeah.
Jesus, now you be your God. Jesus. Now you be your God, pata pata. Every other God, now so so yeah yeah oh. All other God, now so so yeah yeah. Oh yeah, every other God, now so so yeah yeah oh. All other God, now so so yeah yeah. Hallelujah.
Jesus, now you be your God.
Oh God, pata pata oh.
Jesus, now you be your God. Every other God, now so so yeah.
Oh, yes, see. I don't measure of your name. Every knee must bow. I don't measure of your name. Every tongue confess. I don't measure of your name.
I don't measure of your name.
Hey, hey.
Every knee must bow.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I don't measure of your name.
For you are God.
You are Lord.
Hey, hey.
You are the Lord.
You are King. You are King.
You are King. You are King of Kings.
Oh, oh.
I have the measure of your name.
Jesus, waiting to Jesus. I want to see the band dance in the house this evening. So I want to make some noise. Where is he? I don't mention of your name. Every knee must bow. I don't mention of your name. Every tongue confess. I don't mention of your name.
Every
song goes there. For you are God. Yesu, Yesu.
I feel like jumping.
Hey, I
Your lady, Gambo. I'm going to do this one again. Holy Ghost, say to me. Holy Ghost, 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 Holy Ghost. If you are waiting for Papa, you are wasting your time. This is the best time to connect yourself. Are you ready? I want to see your hands. Oh, yeah, Holy Ghost, say to me, Holy Ghost, 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 Holy
Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy
Hallelujah. Can you make some noise? You are a winner. Make some noise. Put out an offering. Let's give unto the Lord. Let's do that fast. It's Operation Jabez. Something new must happen in your life tonight. So get out an offering. If you are sitting down, stand. Can we all lift up our offering? Begin to speak to the offering. Let it attract favor. Let it attract help. Let it attract divine intervention. Thank you, Father. Lord, we worship you. Father, I pray for everyone here. Even as your hands are lifted, you will not see pain anymore. That affliction shall not rise the second time. As you give, you shall receive a hundredfold return in the name of Jesus. I pray today that our offering is accepted. Your hands are blessed. The offering is blessed. In Jesus' mighty name.
Been around the world searching for a miracle. I found no one, nobody like you.
Hey,
I've been to many places searching for a better life. I found no one, nobody like you.
Nobody like you,
help my Jesus.
The Lord a clap offering. I said, give the Lord a clap offering. Let's be seated. Have we been blessed? Have we been enjoying this Operation Jabez? You have to be a believer with fire to affect and ignite your generation. When you want to light a candle and you have no matches and there's another candle that's already on, what do you do? What do you do? You use that one that has fire ignited on it to do what? When you are driving on the road, on the express, and your light is dull, you can't see where you are going. What do you do? You line up behind. But today, the kind of Christianity we practice with little level of fire, we think we can take our world. I was traveling one day by road and I saw something that made me laugh. I just started laughing. I was actually driving years ago. I saw a towing van towing another towing van. A towing van, was towing a towing van. I just started laughing.
I said, you mean a toy van that is designed to tow a car was being towed? That is how many Christians are. With little level of fire, you are expecting so much from God. When believers tell you, I want to take my world, I want my voice to be heard, I want America, Europe, London, Asia to hear of me. Who is talking? A prayerless person. A broken down toy van. I have told us there are procedures before prayers are answered. Many of us are at that point in our life where it's as if you have prayed, nothing is happening. I've told you how to step into that level, climb every rung of the ladder. But I want to show you today what happens when you pray. I hope I'm able to handle this. What happens when we pray? What? There are benefits and incentives we enjoy when we pray. If you're waiting for things to happen, you may wait forever. If you are wishing for things, miracles are not wished for, they are worked out. That's why it's called the gift of the working of miracles. Not waiting for miracles. Not wishing for miracles. Not wishing, oh, I wish. Oh, I wish. Wishes never come true. There's a parable that I don't agree with. They say, if wishes were horses, beggars would ride on them. I don't agree because horses are more expensive than cars. If wishes were horses, then the problem of beggars would be complicated. If wishes were horses, the problem of beggars would be more complicated. Oh, when did it happen? Like the psalmist was crying in Psalm chapter 6, verse 3. Oh Lord, how long? Psalm 13:1. How long? Psalm 35:17. How long? Psalm 74, verse 9. How long? Psalm 80, verse 4. How long? Psalm 89, verse 46. How long? Psalm 90, I think verse 3 or verse 4, he says, how long? Psalm 94, verse 3, how long? Habakkuk 1:2, how long? Zechariah 1:12, how long? How long? Will my life remain like this? Wishing and asking questions that have no answer. What the benefit and the first thing that happens when we pray is that heaven opens. Heaven. Prayer opens heaven. Prayer opens heaven. In Luke chapter 3, if you read verse 21, we can see what God said in his word when Jesus was being baptized and praying. He said, and when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also be baptized, and what? Everybody was being baptized and quiet. Only Jesus was praying. Heaven was not open to everybody. Heaven was open only to the man that was praying. Listen to me. Do you know if you read Luke chapter 4? The Bible says, and Jesus, when he stood out to speak in Luke chapter 4 from verse 18, when he said, the Spirit of God is upon me because he has anointed me. When he was done, he said something. He said, this scripture fulfilled where? In your eyes. He took ownership of the scripture. He said, this scripture is my own. There's a level a man gets to that the word of God becomes his word. Prayer makes you take ownership of scriptures. Akabataya. You take ownership. What is this man talking about? In Psalm 105, verse 19, the Bible says, until the time his word came, the word of the Lord drive him. Until the time that his word, there is a way You can possess Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. That God giveth power to get wealth. You put your name. You say, this is for me. How do you get to that level where every word of God can become personalized and owned by you? Prayer. Prayer. When you get to that point, when you pray, you seek the face of God, and prayer makes you take ownership. As he prayed, heavens. That's the first thing you enjoy when you are a man of prayer. You carry open heavens. Listen to me. For 40 days, it was raining cat and dog in the time of Noah. It rained for 40 days non-stop. It wasn't because there was a climatic problem. It wasn't an aquatic issue. It was open heavens that brought rain that covered the whole earth. The heavens burst open. Am I talking to somebody here? Am I talking to somebody here? When the heavens were opened, the Bible says, a man of God called Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 7, he gave a prophecy from verse 1. He said, by this time tomorrow, by this time tomorrow, by this time tomorrow, by this time tomorrow, he prophesied. He said, by this time tomorrow, a measure of flame fire shall be sold for a shekel, 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Listen to me. This man was deciding the economy of a country without discussing with the minister of economy. I wish you understand what I'm saying. Somebody is discussing prices, is regulating prices without talking to the minister of finance. How can you look at a country? Elijah was not from Samaria. He looked at a nation that he had no passport of. It's like somebody said, by this time tomorrow, in America, a burger shall become 10 cents. He didn't consult with the economic, ruling body. He didn't say nothing. We live in a country today that before economic decisions are taken, economic experts are consulted. The other time when they shut the border and they said no more importation of rice or bring that, some economic experts came and said it's too early. This how much tons of rice we produce a year as a country, and what we consume a year is about 8 million tons of rice, and we produce 3.5 million tons of rice. So if we shut our borders, it means there will be three things. It means that our neighboring countries, if we stop importing rice rather, it means our neighboring countries will start smuggling. Smuggling will increase. Number two, it means there will be rice starvation. I was watching them analyze it. Say, Mr. President, too early. Do it this way. This one was not even sitting with economic experts. Because heaven opened. He said, by this time tomorrow, I change the price of petrol. By this time tomorrow, I change the price of bread. He said, now he's not just saying there'll be food. He said, this is how much it will cost. He regulated the price in the realm of the spirit. Why? Because the man took ownership of scriptures. Heaven opened for him, so he began to make decisions. Heaven can open for a man and he can say, my sister, second week of February, you are getting married. Heaven can open for a man. I told somebody, I said, some of the declarations, when I prophesy on people, I hear the voice of God. But there are some declarations I give, I put my word. Elijah said in 1 Kings 17, according to my word. Sister, did God tell you that? No, this one I'm telling you, I didn't tell me. I'm the one telling you. God has said it. So there are two ways. You hear the voice of God, and you get your place in the realm of prayer. You become an authority. You become an authority, an ancestral principality. That you make some declaration, a spiritual juggernaut, a mobile blazing fire. That you make some declarations and you put a seal, signed, sealed, delivered. And the devil has no choice than to cooperate with your utterance. Am I talking to somebody right now? I make a decree upon somebody. That in the next 7 days, there is a turnaround coming in your life. In the next 7 days, everything about you is changing. In the next 7 days, those that knew you before, they will not recognize you. God shall send helpers to your life. If your amen is louder, you are the one I'm talking to. It took ownership. When we pray, Palatika todajas. Sikoba. Heaven opens. My Father, open my heavens. Don't attempt to enter a marriage without open heavens. You will look for children and cry. Don't attempt to start a business without open heavens. You will be cheated all the way. Don't attempt to do ministry without open heavens. The problems of people will make a mockery of your anointing. Don't attempt to start any venture, to start building a house without open heavens. You will get to foundation, get down to DPC level, and your money will be cut off. Don't attempt to start an academic life without open heaven. You see yourself at the final year, it's like your brain is blank. Why? Because you lack open. When heaven opens, earth happens. When heaven opens, earth happens. Kalabrakatalakatash. Open heavens. Open heaven makes you a commander. Close heaven makes you a comedian. Open heavens makes you a commander. Close heavens makes you a comedian. When your heaven is open, you make declarations.
It's sealed.
When your heaven is closed, you make declarations. Satan's are mocking you. So who is this joker? Who is this joker? Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who? Who are you? Can you imagine the most insulting thing any man can ever experience, for a demon to tell you who are you? It's a demon that's asking for your identity. Say, introduce yourself. Who are you? The Bible says, and seven men. You see, those guys were so stupid. You want to rehearse your anointing and you started with a madman. What happened to headache? You want to check if what you carry is working. You didn't see headache. Okay, let's say that's bad enough. You want to rehearse with a madman. You took him to the room. They were not just only, they didn't only lack anointing, they were stupid. There are things you don't attempt. Do you know, he said, and the man beat the seven of them. And they ran out of the room naked. When a madman strips you naked, madman. Demons understand, they know. That's why there are demons that can't attempt empty places. There are people that have come to this place with insanity. As they cross the gate, they became normal. Countless. Demons know where they are going. Is any cockroach that is not wise, when he enters soup, is mistaken for crayfish. I'm not talking to somebody here. That you are not killed. The anointing is so superb that it can even kill you. I told somebody yesterday, I said, it is respect that makes the fire cook the food without consuming the pot. Is respect that make the fire only cooks the food. It has capacity to also cook the pot, but because of respect and agreement, both of them have agreement. That is why it only cook the food and does not cook the pot. Am I communicating to somebody here? Open heavens. If Jesus needed it, what makes you feel you are walking around like this? Your heavens are open. Your heavens are open. You become a spiritual ATM. Am I talking to somebody? Dispersing solution to your generation because you have open heavens. When we pray, heavens open. And let me give you 3-4 things that happen when heavens are open. Number one, the Bible says, and the heavens were open, and he saw. When heavens are open, your eyes are open. I told us when we pray, what we enjoy is what? Open heaven. One. Under number one. Eight. When the heavens are open, your eyes are open. Ladies and gentlemen, how dare, how can you be on a journey that will cause an accident? I don't know how some churches, these churches, people wonder, you know, why we have minimal casualties, minimal with the size, minimal casualty, very minimal, on low percentage, minimal, minimal. I can count the burials we talked about this year. Very minimal, maybe 2-3. Very minimal, very, very tiny and very minimal. And if you get to look at it, you discover in the life of these people, there were some things we were not aware of. Some things they covered and they kept. Very minimal. Why? I told God, I cannot allow things happen around me and I didn't see it. No. A whole family, all of them born again, and one of them dies, nobody saw it. Either by dream or by prophecy, nobody saw it. Nobody saw it. Nobody saw anything. Because your eyes are closed. Now the reason you are likely to evolve to an ego is the power of sight. And I've told us that a blind ego is not better than a vulture. When an ego is blind, asabarata gata bata bata. Zikon deli grabatiati. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 11. The angel that taught me saying, what seest thou? And verse 12 he said, I said, I've seen an almond tree. And he said, thou hast seen well. For I will hasten my word to perform it. Nothing brings speed like seeing well. Jeremiah 24 verse 3. What seest thou? Amos chapter 8 verse 2. What seest thou? Amos chapter 7 verse 8. What seest thou? Zechariah chapter 4 verse 2. What seest thou? Zechariah 5 2. What seest thou? The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 6 verse 9. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. It's better to see than to have a mind that is wandering about. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 29 and 30, the Bible says, and Jesus touched their eyes, and their eyes were opened. In Numbers chapter 24, verse 3, he was talking about Balaam. Balaam was a prophet. He said, and he took and spake a parable, and said, Balaam the son of Boaz, the man whose eyes are open. Spiritual blindness is worse than cancer. Inability to see. When my children were born, I told their mother what they will all be. I said, this one, look at this one, look at this one, look at. I have seen it. Satan has no part in any of them. None of them will be useless. When I see pastor's children, sometimes I'm crying. When I see the lifestyle, I'm crying. I said, these ones, from their birth, I made pronouncements, made declarations. I saw ahead. What do you see? What do you see? Some of you, since you became Christians till now, you've not seen anything, either by dream or by revelation. You've not seen, you have not seen an angel, you have not seen a demon, you are so blind. So blind. Sometimes men of God, when we are talking on the phone, many of God, they know. I ask them, what's the Lord telling you about this matter? You tell me, we talk, I mean, just about two of them. You say, Apostle, what is God saying about this matter? I say, this is what the Lord told me. You say, wow, just exactly what I heard from the Lord. That's what people are looking for people to see for them. People to see revelations for them. In the past, when I released my prophecy for the year, I released it December 31st. Some pastors will wait for me to release and do copy and paste. Now they are waiting. I kept quiet. I didn't talk. I have it already. Let's enter the year. I fire it. Some will not release until I release. And when I see it, copy and paste. Exactly. I say, this guy could not even change some of these words. Eh? They'll change number. The one that's number 5 in my own, they put that number 6. The one that's number 6. Oh, you have seen it? Copy and paste. So me too, I told my pastor, you wait. Don't release yet. You wait. And some of them are calling me. Ah, man of God, how are you? No prophecy for this year. I say, only. <"Holy." laughs>
I said, it is well, sir. It is well.
I'm just wondering. I've been checking the net. I've checked everywhere. I'm not seeing these things. What is God actually? What do you think God is saying? I said, this man wants to hear something. And he'll go and document. I said, God said, it is well. God said, it is well. Well, get to a point where you know God for yourself. When you say it, I gave a prophecy. And I said to her, I said, God told me he was in a prophet for the last year or so. I said, the capital of Israel will be Jerusalem. An American told me, he said, please, sir, any way you can retract that thing, because it's not possible. It's Palestine. There will be war. There will be riots. I said, but this is what God has said. Did it happen? Clean. Neat. What do you see? Ordinary who to marry, you don't know. That's why you drag yourself to pastor. Ekumisa. Gloria, Hannah, Paula, Ella.
Who?
Only you. Four girls. You. Only you. Gloria, Anna, Ella, Paula.
Who?
Which of them? Someone asked me, said, sir, I have five guys. How do I know who to marry? I said, it's very easy. There are two methods. There is the traditional method. There's a traditional method. If you want to know, you judge the one that falls. Number two is the voice of God. You say, amen. Sir, who? I said, you don't even know who to marry. And there are some of you like that. Your spiritual level has not grown to even know your choice in marriage. And you think it's normal. You are spiritually blind. Spiritually blind. I was a resident pastor in Lagos. We had church. I was a single brother. I was getting so many gifts. I went to my pastor. I said, so many sisters are giving me gifts. I'm confused. He said, collect it. It is the Lord's doing. The wife called me and said, you collect this gift, this kind of gift. Some, they have plan. So don't collect. Ask the person why. In the midst of that, I went to pray. And the Lord said, your wife is in Auchi. I shut down. No more gifts. I don't want. My pastor insulted me. You are a fool. This is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous. Collect. As I said, this gift is a trap. A gift blinded the eyes. You collect gift and start seeing the person in your dream. It's not God that is showing you. It's gift that is speaking. I prayed. I was passing. Came back to see my dad, and I was just walking past. I saw somebody washing clothes. I didn't even see her face. The Lord said, that is the person. I didn't see her face. So I had to pass to... You understand? I had to pass to Luke. Oh Lord! Open! Prayer makes your antenna sharp. Open my eyes. I will not invest in what we feel. A young man got a job. He worked for a while. He came to see me in Abuja and I told him, resign. He said, sir, why? I said, this place, resign. I said, that's what the Lord told me now. We prayed, resign. He said, sir, there's a job being promoted. There's no problem in our company. Everything is fine. I said, resign. This is what God is telling me. Resign. He was wise enough to tender his resignation. And someone came and said, at the height of your career, are you normal? Say, my pastor said, no. The word used of my prophet said, I should do that. And he said, that man, he said, that is stupid, or both of you are stupid. He left. 1 week, 2 weeks. The third week, there was a fraud detected. Everybody was picked. And the fraud was backdated to 2 weeks, a week after he left. They actually came to his house and they said, I have a copy of the letter I gave them, I have a copy for myself, and he shook them. Because they hid the copy that he submitted and said he was one of them. So he brought the copy, they went to the archives and saw it, and they let him go. He came to Auchi next day and said, thank you, sir. The least jail term they were given is 8 years. Quietly, just dump all of them. They just dump them. Why? Because somebody saw something. That's the problem we have. Sometimes, and some people, you see, a man who sees, or a man who sees well, he respects another man that sees. When you see a man who is arguing with prophetic direction, it's because he is blind. Was it an electrician in this church we told? Don't travel. Eh? He was going for his master's exam. And the Lord said, don't go. He says, I don't understand. I'm writing an exam. And I prayed again. The Lord said, don't go. In my office. I said, don't write this exam. Don't travel. Don't go for this exam. Defer it. Do it next year. He said, no, I want to face the work fully in church next year, sir. I don't want to. I said, defer it. He said, okay, sir. He left the office. Went to the park. Boarded the car. That evening, road safety called us. Federal Road Safety. I said, we saw an ID card of Omega Fire Ministries. Do you know so and so person? I said, we don't understand. He said, he's dead. His body's on the road. We found the ID card with him. Four children. Responsibility entered my head. Admin, our former admin was crying. Was it four children? Four children. Crying. I was angry. Did he see trouble? They said, yes. Yeah. Is he trouble? After all I said. But if it was somebody who is a spiritual person, who sees, he will understand that this is, you know, when the prophecy comes and you are spiritual, it agrees with your spirit. And it's prayer that puts you at that point when a spiritual word agrees with your spirit. But once you are prayerless, you are too low. You cannot connect with what the spirit is saying. But once you are spiritual, it comes. Something just hits you. Now this is God. No, this is an instruction from God. I was praying in an African country. I was praying. Time to go to the airport. I said, sir, it's time for the airport. I said, okay. The Lord said, don't go. Pray. I prayed. I've been checked in. The Lord said, pray. I was about to pray. They hit the door. Bop. Sir, get to the airport. It's about so and so minutes. We'll miss the flight. The Lord said, pray. I kept on praying. I want to leave because I go back praying. I was praying. They almost pulled down the door. Bop. Sir. After a while, I said, let's go. She said, they're already boarding. We'll not meet it. As we got there, the plane was waiting. They said everybody should come down. They came down. They detected somebody carrying a bomb, a grenade, tied to himself. It was detected. And they said, should come down. That everybody should be down. They delayed it for another 3 hours. What was my prayer doing? Exposing him. But if I had said, Father Lord, We'll continue later. We'll go there. Boom! It's blown. Even if you don't see, your spirit should bear witness. There is what they call spiritual hunch. There should be a hunch. And a prompting. Nako barita kataya. Sir, it's not every house you pack into. It's not every house. The earth is the Lord. That is true. But there are places you don't enter because there is no fullness. Don't just depend on the earth is the Lord. Understand the fullness thereof. You understand the earth is the Lord, but you need the fullness before you get in there. It's not every school you become a student in. It's not everybody that is your friend. It's not every call you pick. There are people that are pre-called and their body system change. Open eyes. How can I serve a God I don't hear from? How can I serve a God that can't show me things? I can't see things. How? Open my eyes. Is this Psalm 119 verse 18? Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. Open my eyes. I refuse to be blind. I refuse. Sadako barika tela. Open my eyes. I reject spiritual blindness. He said to them in Revelation, anoint thy eyes with eyes salve that you may see. Open my eyes. I want to see. I'm going on a journey. I see how the journey goes. I'm going for a project. There are times you don't bother going to look for the job in. Don't get it. You just saw it that this is not coming. You stay back. Someone told me, there is this project. of $17 million that somebody referred me to, sir. I'm going, I want you to speak a word. I replied, it is fake. Don't bother. He says, no, it's not. Sir, no, this one is not. I saw this. It is fake. He sold his land, sold two of his cars, put it to the project. The wife called me, Dad, I thought you said this thing is fake. I said, yes. He said, you have sold our land, you have sold two cars, put in everything. People came to me for assistance. Said, I don't know if you can give me something to put. I said, me, I should give you to put in fake, in fraud. They should dupe me also like they are duping you now. I said, I'm not as stupid as you are. This is fake. He saw me at the airport, looking tattered. And I said, Alpha, the banks are my neck. He had committed over $100 million to what never existed. And I said to him, I have no sympathy for you because you were warned. That's the problem we have. It is God that directs a man's steps. Oh Lord, open my eyes. You will no more be a casualty. You will no more be a casualty. That amen is not correct. You will no more be a casualty. Lika prasuke rika tikata. Open my eyes. Even among Christians, some are blind, some can see. Among the virgins, what made in Matthew 25, what made the wise virgins wise? They had extra oil. Why? Because they saw ahead. They were all virgins. We speak of chastity. We speak of holiness. But some were blind. Open my eyes. I refuse to be blind. I reject spiritual blindness. Open my eyes that I may see. To see and understand it. 2 Kings 6 verse 17. The Bible says, he said to, oh Lord, open his eyes that he may see. Eyes that look are many. Eyes that see are few. Open my eyes! When heaven opens, number two, you know the mind of God. What was the mind of God for Jesus? This is my beloved son. He knew what God was thinking about him. Psalm 8 verse 4. What is man that thou art mindful of him? He said, or the son of man that thou visitest him. Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. The mind of God. The plan of God. The purpose of God. You only buy into the mind of God when you pray. In Luke chapter 6, if you read from verse 12, the Bible says, before Jesus picked the 12 disciples, what did he do? Listen to me. Before Jesus took the 12 disciples, he prayed all night. He did vigil, personal fire and miracle night. He did before he picked the disciples. And despite the all night, he still picked Judas. So if he did not pray, he would have picked 12 Judases. If he prayed and there was still a Judas amongst them, what would have happened if he didn't pray? Child of God, one of the things prayer does is that when you pray, you know the mind of God on the matter. When you pray, you know the design, the purpose of God on the matter. When you pray, your mind becomes his mind. How do you know God's mind? His mind becomes your mind. Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He said, but took upon him the form of a son, and was made man himself of no reputation, and was made unto the likeness of man, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself unto death, even death on the cross. Therefore God hath highly exalted him, and given him a name that's above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things on earth, and of things beneath the earth, and every tongue confess to the glory of God the Father. You buy Yamanama Shagaba. Let my mind think what your mind is thinking. Put in my mind, oh God, what is in your mind. Let me think what you think. Put in my mind what is in your mind. Not what was in your mind. Don't forget, the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? By what? That what? proceeded, not proceeded. Present tense word of God, not proceeded. You cannot use heaven's old syllabus to write earth's current exams. You can't use heaven's old syllabus to write earth's current exam. The timetable of last semester in heaven is not the timetable of this semester. There are projects I have announced in church. As we are going to do this, we are going to do that. The Lord said, when I get back home, the Lord said, who sent you? As I only felt, he said, shut up. That's what you want, not what I want. Do what I want, not what you want to do. I didn't ask you to do that one. I didn't send you. We started the radio, CTV radio, and it was booming. People were calling. And one day I was praying, the Lord said, sit down. I sat down. He said, who sent you to start a radio? I said, Lord, but people have been blessed. He said, that doesn't mean I sent you. Result is not approval. He said, mercy is not approval. But I'm showing you mercy doesn't mean I've approved it. Close it down. It's not time. I said, sure, sir. Consider it done. And I said to them, perish that thing. They said, well, I said, perish it. Don't just close it. Perish it. Perish it. Perish it. The boss doesn't want that. Perish it. He said, it's not time. When it's time, I will tell you. It's not time. The reason we see things done here cheaply is because we don't do anything until it is instructed. We don't do anything until it is commanded. Lord, let me start thinking what you are thinking. And to remain perpetually on that frequency, you must remain in the place of prayer. Am I blessing somebody here? Let me think what you think. Let me feel what you feel. What you are thinking in heaven, Lord. What you are feeling in heaven, Lord. Let me feel that thing by the Spirit. Let me feel that thing by the Spirit. Kabo, kaba, kabo, kaba, kabo, kaba. Your mind becomes the mind of Christ. Your mind becomes the mind of Christ. Your mind becomes the mind of Christ. And that can only be bettered by prayer. Kashata. Somebody say, Lord, by the mastery of prayer, let my mind become your mind. Let me think what you think. Let me feel what you feel. Who has known the mind of God that he might be his counselor? 1 Corinthians 2:16. Yay! We have the mind of Christ. Number three. Are you getting something? When your heavens are open, your life is divinely advertised. A voice spoke, not a TV advert. A voice spoke. This is my Heaven will advertise somebody here. Heaven. Those one people are blocking your doors. They don't want to give you link and contact to people. You say, okay, link me to this person. Don't worry, when I'm going there, I'll carry you along. Please make sure you don't get their contact. Make sure they go there, go and badmouth you, go and run you down, sir. When God advertised you by himself, Paul was lying down on his own, blind after an encounter. In Acts chapter 9, verse 11, the angel of God appeared to Ananias. He said, there is a man called Paul in a street called Straight, in the house of one Simon the Tanner. The angel of the Lord mentioned the name of the landlord, mentioned the name of the street. And I'm sure if there were phone numbers that day, he would have mentioned the phone number. God can speak, give details and data of a man. He said, there is a man called Paul in a street called Straight, in the house of Ananias the tenor. He said, you will find him. Behold,
He prayeth. If God must advertise you, pray. Behold, he prayeth. You want God to give your number, to give your contact to people. Behold, he prayeth. He didn't say he prayed. He's even as I'm talking now, he's still praying. I am about to
give them. All the provision is, they have become family store where they just come, this one collects, they eat. But when God decides to advertise you, a young man came here from Port Harcourt and look, my life is the, what do I do? Let's pray. We're praying. God said, tell him, sell water. I said, God says, sell water. He said, I don't understand. Water, how? I said, start this bottle water business. God is going to bless it. He didn't even have. I took some few money I gave him. He says, I don't understand. Water, pure water. It's like, you don't know where I was working before, sir. Go and do what God has said. The first time he said, nobody bought. After 3 weeks, he called me and said, sir, I'm drinking the water. Nobody is buying my water. As he continued selling water, after a while, he made some sales. He ran here. What was the profit? 18,000. He dropped it. I was laughing. I said, this is not your breakthrough. Go back. Somebody from Bayelsa bought some, drank it, and was going to see the former president. And while he was sitting down, the president said, I'm thirsty. He gave him one. The man drank it. He said, my adopted daughter is doing a wedding. Who did this water? He told him. He said, please tell him to bring water non-stop. They should place order non-stop. And they wrote a check of 60 million and gave to the boy. And he should bring water. What did they drink? Water. The guy screamed. He called me, was just shouting, hey. I said, calm down. Hey. I said, what's your problem? He said, sir, if I die now, his happiness has killed me. If I die now, his happiness. I said, calm down. Hey. I said, calm down. And he told me the story. He said, sir, if I spend too much, 4 million. If I spend too much, how many water they want to drink? He said, sir, is this a setup? I said, no. Cash the money before we talk. He did that. And I said, there's something about Malachi 3. It's very important. Why are you guys laughing? I started the business now for him, so. The husbandman is the partaker of the first fruits. Uh-huh. I've told you before in this church, I will never collect money to pray for you. But if after God has done it, use your sense to come and appreciate. Not me, you bring it. I will, on behalf of God. No, who prayed? Was it God that came down to pray for you? So what I'm saying in a nutshell is that heaven advertised him. A brother entered the plane and there was an old man. The old man was struggling to climb the stair. The brother said, Baba, he helped him. He said, where's your seat? It was in the economy. He said, no, sir, sit on my seat. They gave him a seat on his business. He was going to Abuja to the Ministry of Power to ask for what the money they are owing him. And the man sat down and he said, thank you, my son. Help me drop these things up. He dropped it. The brother went to the back. When the plane landed, he came. He pleaded with the host. I said, please, that was my seat. Let me help the old man get down. He helped the old man. Came down. He said, thank you, sir. I said, come, my son. What are you doing in Abuja? He said, there's this ministry that's owing me. Then, a former president, the one that came from prison to become president, was the one in power. And he said, what are you doing in Abuja? He said, but let me get my bag. He said, follow me. Which bag are you getting? What are you doing? He said, they are owing me. He said, who is owing you? He mentioned. The Baba brought out one old, frustrated complimentary card. One very annoying complimentary card. He wrote behind, pay him from Baba. Pay him from Baba. The man started laughing. He said, even this old man is trying to show how important he is. He just dropped the card. He went there for 3 days. They said, you can't see the minister. You can't do this. He remembered the card. He just brought it out. He said, can you give this to the minister? He said, give me. When the secretary saw the name, he said, where did you see him? He said, he sent me. He said, wait, the minister came out. He said, who brought this card? He said, where's Baba? Yes, Baba. That was the eldest brother of the then president. Pay him from Baba. So he called the president, said, this man's money, Baba just told us you pay him. That one started insulting. Say, you are a fool. So you have not paid this man. You want them to come in family meeting. You are an idiot. If you have not paid him a bill, you are a fool. The man said, that day just sat down. His leg was shaking. They said to him, okay, we are going to pay you. Please call him and tell him, we say we'll pay you. He said, no, I just spoke to him now. He said, I should confirm if you guys are paid. He didn't call nothing. He didn't speak. Divine advertisement. All these games you are playing, all this depression you are having, you want to kill yourself. I want to die. Depression everywhere. Someone said to me, Apostle, you are not talking on depression. I say, I'm not talking on depression, I'm talking on impression. I don't have a cure for depression. If people decide to be stupid and not see a brighter side of life, why will you take your life? Because somebody walked away. There's a better person coming. There's a better person coming. There's a great person coming. Why would you walk, you know, destroy your life? You want to take a tablet? You want to kill your life? Kill yourself? Because somebody broke your heart. As a matter of fact, nobody can break your heart. Your heart is too precious to be broken by a man. Your heart is too precious to be broken by a woman. You see people with angry prayer points. Kill this person for me, Pastor. Kill him. He wasted my life. He used my ears. Kill him. Another one, he said, sir, kill this girl. I said, what? I trained her in the poly, ND and HND, did you service. Now I said, she won't marry me. Kill her. Kill her. Pastor, kill her. Kill her. I believe in your God. I believe in your grace. Kill her. Kill her. I said, I'm not a murderer. I'm not a murderer. Sir, kill her. I said, don't worry. God will touch her. Let God not touch her. Let God kill her. Kill her. She wasted my money. Wasted my time. Papa, kill her. Kill her for me. Kill her for me. As if I have so that kind of power to do and undo. Kill her. Kill her. I said, you leave this person. Forget about her. Sir, it's not. No, I can't forget, sir. Kill her. Kill her. I started my spare part shop. I could not do this. I could not build. I couldn't because of her. Now she says she's not marrying me. Papa, kill her. Kill her. As she won't marry me, may she not marry anybody. Ah! For money you spend? No! What God has just done is that he has delivered you from trouble. You may not understand initially, but ultimately you will see it. God has just preserved your life. People, you never offended them. One little thing just triggered a reaction. You are wondering, what did I do? Why all this? Why all this? It is God that is preserving you. It's God that is separating the wheat from the tares. Don't bother or break your head over such things. When heaven begins to advertise you, the same people who look down on you will begin to look up to you. And the voice spoke, this is my beloved son. I pray for you today. When heaven opens upon you now, the voice of God shall speak. Hey! Heaven shall advertise you. Hey, hey.
Four, and then we pray. Can I round up? Can I give one more point? It's an adult sat upon his head. When your heaven, when you pray, your heaven open. When your heaven open, your head is elevated. Mindodo sakata. Your head, that's your head, is elevated. Sir, a man's head is the man's glory. But thou, O Lord, is this Psalm 33 or Proverbs 33? He said, but thou, O Lord, art the, my glory and the lifter. Thou, O Lord, Psalm 33, thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, the glory and the lifter of my head. After Elijah gave a prophecy, he gave a prophecy, sound prophecy, to the Shunammite woman. He said, you shall have a child. And that Shunammite woman had a baby. How did the devil kill that baby? The head. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 19, that child screamed, my head! My head! And died. Anything that targets your head is after your life. My head! My head. 2 Kings 4:19. In Psalm chapter 92 verse 11, but my head shall die like anoint, exalted with the head of a unicorn, and my head shall be anointed with fresh oil, and my eyes shall see my desires. Psalm 92 verse 11, and my eyes shall see my desires upon my enemies, and my ears shall hear. Psalm 92, 11 and 12. My head, my head. Your head is elevated. What helps your head to stand tall? Manta kabarash. What helps you to stand tall in the midst of oppression, in the midst of adversity, in the midst of confusion? Is open heaven. Open heaven. Ecclesiastes 2 verse 14. It says, a man's eyes are in his head. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 8. Let thy garments be white, and let thy head lack no ointment. Let thy garment. My head. My head is elevated. When your head is elevated, you stand tall amidst your peers. Spiritually, when your head is elevated, you stand out amidst your peers. Same business, but you are standing out. Same talent, but you are standing out. Same academic background, you are standing out. Am I communicating? Same call into ministry, but you are standing out. Am I talking to somebody here? When you are called by God, your lifting is not your location, it's your connection. People, I see people running to different nations to do ministry, and I laugh at them because I have been around the world. I have traveled around the world. I have been to all the continents on earth. I have put my foot in every continent on earth. What lifts a man is not location, is connection. When you are connected to God, like John the Baptist, you can be in the wilderness and people will be coming from the city to meet you in the wilderness. It is not who, where you are, it is what you carry. Everywhere a king sits is a throne. There is no dry land, there are only dry men. Don't desire to live anywhere. I preach anywhere in the world. As soon as the ninth I finish preaching, the next morning I'm out. I don't stay one more day for shopping and vacation. The next morning, if it's even early, if I finish early that day, I bring my things to the pastor's office. That very day, as I'm preaching, I'm changing. I'm going to the airport. He said, you will not even stay and rest. I say, rest what? Rest here. I can only rest where God sent me to. That's where I can rest well. As I'm done, I'm out. Done, I'm out. It's in the US one time, and they say you're going to be flying 4 p.m. We had a meeting in the morning in New York some years ago. I was done. I brought the bag, clothes, everything. Minister was sweating, entered the office. He says, I want people shower. I said, don't worry, just change the clothes. Boom, enter straight to the airport. On the way to the airport, sister, what is chasing you? Who is pursuing you? Why not just stay one more day and just relax? As soon as I finish the assignment, God sent me in the nation starts irritating me. The country starts irritating me. I dislike it. Because I know whatever I'm doing there, I don't have a coverage on me. The assignment I went there for. Meanwhile, some people are looking for visa to go to whole land to do nothing. To go to Italy and eat leaves. To go to Chicago and be cargoed back. To go to Germany and jam needs. Sir, it's heaven that will elevate your head. I don't know who is here who wants his head to be elevated. In your choosing profession and career, in your field of endeavor, that you want your head to be elevated. My God shall elevate your head.
Amen.
My God shall elevate your head.
Amen.
You will not end where others end.
Amen.
You will not end where others end.
Amen.
You will not crash where they crash.
Amen.
You will not struggle like that.
Amen.
You will not fail like that.
Amen.
Your head is elevated.
Amen.
Your head is elevated.
Amen.
Your head is elevated.
Amen.
Be upstanding. You have taken the three dimensions of the prayer of Jabez. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 and 10. We have taken those dimensions of the prayer of Jabez. The first dimension we prayed, bless me. How many of you sincerely before the Almighty God, when you got back home, you repeated that prayer? Second, enlarge. And today we pray, let your hand. This fourth prayer, I deliberately waited for us to pray today. Keep me from evil.
sir, we live in a wicked world. The fourth prayer Jabez prayed. That was his last prayer. Keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. Give me the Message translation and the Amplified. Give me the Message translation of it. He said, the last one, he said, pray to the God of Israel, bless me, oh bless me, give me land, land, trust of land. Provide your personal protection. Don't let evil hurt me. Can we get the Amplified, if you can come up with the Amplified. He cried to the God of Israel, saying that you will bless me and enlarge my border, that your hand might be with me, and you will keep me from evil, so that it might not hurt me. A man in Luke chapter 10, the Bible says, was on a journey from Jerusalem to Jericho. They called the man good. It's the story of the good. On a journey from Jerusalem to Jericho. And he fell among thieves. Now, we're going to pray. That story is the story of evil. The first thing that that man had as a problem, Jerusalem is the city of peace. Now listen to this. In 2 Samuel 24, 14, I think, 24, 14. When God told the angel to destroy the earth, when he said destroy, the Bible said the angel began to destroy. And David said, I'm in great strait, the hand of God, for his mercies are great, let me not fall into the hand of men. Move on. Let me show you something. Just go on. 15. So the Lord sent a pestilence, 70,000 men. Go on. When he got to Jerusalem. Okay. And when the angel of the Lord stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented. God said, destroy everywhere. The angels were killing, destroying. As soon as the angel was about to touch Jerusalem, God said, I have a covenant with Jerusalem. God repented. Jehovah repented. He said, I said I was going to do this. No, not Jerusalem. Jerusalem was the city of peace. Founded in peace. The man was moving from Jerusalem to Jericho. That's what the Bible says. He went down. What is Jericho? A house of aroma. Aroma. He was distracted. Aroma. Perception. What was not real. Perception. He was living where was real. And was going to a place that he was deceived to. So the first problem with that man was manipulation. The first form of evil we are going to attack now is manipulation. Deception. Apparition. Satan shows you something you think is real. You commit your life, commit your time, commit your resources, commit your energy, only to discover you have been manipulated. And can I say this to you? Bishops, archbishops, apostles, reverend, prophets, pastors, big people around the world are victims of manipulation. There are pastors who have driven their wives and married another wife. And when they give you the story of the woman, how bad she is, I'll not be that one. Now manipulation. There are women that wake up and say they are not marrying again. They pack their things, leave their husband's house. They give you reasons why they are leaving. The reasons appear cogent and urgent. Because one of the things about manipulation, when the devil is manipulating you, he makes you see what you are doing as right. Nobody can advise you. You are standing on your own legal ground. They say, but let me tell you my own side. Let me tell you my own side. I know what I've suffered. Let me tell you my own side of the story. This woman has dealt with me. This man has caused me pain. No, is the enemy overblowing? If you know what women have gone through and they are seeing their home happy. If you know what men have gone through, they are seeing their home happy. Happy. Because at least they have peace of mind. But you have generated, you have allowed little conflicts, you have amplified it and generated, you are haunting yourself. It's a manipulation. You will pray this prayer. Lord, deliver me from manipulation.
Oh Lord, arise.
Deliver me.
from manipulation. Open your mouth and turn it to prayer. I'm
You see, the force
This is so serious. Speaking in tongue, tongue-talking Christians,
firebrand brothers, sisters,
are victims of these things. Manipulation. God told Jacob, return to your father's house. Go to Bethel, dwell there. He went to the place where Abraham was. And God said, this year I will bless you. Stay here. Live where you were. Stay here. He stayed. His children sold one of his sons. Took him to Egypt. While he was in Egypt, God lifted him to be a prime minister. And his brothers, many years, there was no food in Egypt. They came to where he was. No food in Israel, to Egypt to buy. Now they bought food. After buying food, they found out it was their brother. Guess what he said? Go and bring my father. It appeared like a breakthrough. As Jacob was living, he was living where God told him to stay.
When he got to Egypt,
they gave him a land, Goshen. See the name. Say, this one is your own. Many years later, there arose the king that did not know Joseph. That place he left was the place that they spent 40 years in the wilderness to return to. Manipulation. Man, you see, this man began on a journey. He left Jerusalem to Jericho. You left a place of peace to a place of aroma, a place of perception. Not all the things you see are real. Hold on to what is real. Because some deception comes as perceptions. It's a deception. It comes as perception. If I go here, this will happen. They are calling you, this place. Why not come? Only for you to walk out of what is real. By the time you get there, you start regretting. I wish I was talking to someone. You are walking somewhere where you have peace. You are getting 2 million per annum, 3 million per annum, 4 million per annum, and you have peace. They now attract you with something to give you 20. It's a perception. It's not a promotion. By the time you go there to discover it was fake, how do you now return back to where you are coming from? You will no more be a victim of manipulation. You are in a marital relationship. A young man is in your life who God has blessed. The little he has, he shares with you. No. The devil brings one person who is brandishing cars. Brandishing everything. And he says, what is that? What is that? What do you want? You want phone? I give you 5. Different color. And you are jumping. You are jumping. Somebody wanted a handset. And the person he was having a relationship with could not buy it. It was a bro. You know bro? Bro. Not a brother. It was a bro. Bro are always broke. And somebody has bought the phone inside the car. And brought the car and the phone as a gift. He said, open the car. Your phone is inside. Say, hey! Come and see. The other brother will call. She won't pick. God has appeared. You may have read the story on the internet. And the man got married to her and locked her in the room for 2 years. You have read the story. It's online. 2 years. The parents said, yes, our daughter, she's abroad. Doesn't she phone somebody? You know, the place she has, she cannot really call. She was in the room in Lagos. He will come in there, beat her, drop food like dog, and they'll walk away. Locked her in the room. She would scream and plead. What have I done? She tried to escape many times. She could not escape. It was the security. You read the story? It was the security. When the man was passing and whistling, he screamed, help. The man broke the door and escaped. He would mess her up. She got her pregnant. After a couple of months, I'm pregnant. Beat her. Make sure she lose the baby. She's from Esan, yeah, Esan. You know this now, you can check it online. She left what she was sure of. And I asked my, if you know you are going to do this to this lady, why did you marry her? What is your game? There are agents of the devil like that, whose assignment is just to destroy a life. Enter that life, destroy it. 2 years! The girl never saw the sun. And monthly second, she will mess up herself in the room. The man will say, what do you want to do? Clean up. Ha! Bitter, black and blue. And the parents will ask him, we have no help from our daughter. She's abroad. I sent her abroad. She can't even call us. I don't know. Even me, before she calls me, I don't know what is happening. She was in Ikoyi. Nobody will deceive you again.
Amen.
Even if it's an hour left to make that mistake, the Holy Ghost will retract your steps.
Amen. Amen.
Anyone in your life, I don't care how emotionally attached, how you have trusted the person over the years, anyone in your life that has a devilish intention, a wrong motive, I cause a permanent separation between both of you. In the name of Jesus. Anyone in the life of your spouse, your husband, your wife, in the life of your children, that is ready or out to influence them for evil, as the east is far from the west, as the north is far from the south, so I separate them in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Manipulation. Let's take two more in that place. He says, and he fell into the hands of thieves. That was trap. Any pit dug for me, the diggers fall inside. Proverbs 26, 27, Ecclesiastes 10, verse 8. He that diggeth a pit. The man was on the journey. He fell. The Bible did say he ran. For you to fall into something means it was prepared. Is that true? I mean, this man, as he was on that journey, they dug, they set a trap. They already knew where he was going. So they laid in wait for him. He fell among thieves. Every pit dug for me, for my children, for my spouse, for my interests. Diggers of the pit, fall in your pit. Diggers of the pit, fall in your pit. Open your mouth, turn it to prayer. Every pit, talk for me, talk for my spouse, talk for my children. Diggers of the pit, fall in your pit. Let's go!
In the name of Jesus, I'll give you one more prayer. You see, this is a part of evil. This is a part of evil. And that's the final prayer, the fourth prayer that Jabez prayed. Keep me from evil. Keep me. That it will not hurt me. First he said, bless me indeed. So I could get a tangible blessing. But if I'm not preserved from evil, oh God, prosper me, prosper me, prosper me. And God gives you blessing. But one trap of the enemy can send a man's life to extinction. And this man is yet to be buried. And people are already thinking of his properties. We've seen that time and again. Over and over. The day it dawns on you that this money you are pursuing, you need protection. You need preservation. You need protection. We have seen people whose houses were set on fire, and people they sent to do that waited 20, 30, waited around that nobody should escape. Waited around the houses. Anybody attempt to escape, boah! Say, burn down. In other words, waste them, waste the property, waste everything. Keep me from evil. Why they are still having such thoughts? Why they still have such idea? Everything you worked for, someone can target and steal it in one day. There are people that are professional thieves. They steal anything. They can steal swimming pool. Professional thieves. Am I communicating here? So we're going to take this thought prayer. The Bible says they stripped him naked and left him half dead. What does it mean to strip somebody naked? Shame. How many of you believe God can restore you? We'll pray this final prayer. Everything I lost from January till December. Oh Lord, as I enter 2020, restore. Can I say this? I just heard this now. In the first 2 weeks of January, someone will recover what he, she lost in 12 months.
Amen. Amen.
What you lost in 12 months, you will recover it.
Amen.
Restore. All I lost from January till December, as I enter 2020, oh Lord, restore, restore, restore. La 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 la
Lost the way. Oh, you are blessed. my heart always hunger for.
Oh, my heart always hunger for.
My heart always hunger for.
Oh, my heart always hunger for.
Where do you live? Come, let me pray for you. Kneel down. Over. Your past is over.
Amen.
Closed doors are opening.
Amen.
I lay my hands on you. And I decree a new season.
Amen.
A new beginning.
Amen.
Who is Stella? Who is Stella? Around here. Is that your name? Stand up.
Hallelujah.
I want to say this to us. What's the matter? What? Let her come. If she hears her name, let her come. Come, don't worry. This is the person I'm talking to, but don't worry, I'll still pray with you. Ladies, stand. The Lord said to tell you that celebration has just entered your life.
Amen.
A celebration. Menti Kabakoto. Stand up.
Amen.
Pastors, we're rounding up. Celebration has entered your life.
Amen.
I hear the Lord ask me to tell you. You are going to become the answer to the family question.
Amen.
I want to pray concerning the females in your family.
Yes, sir.
The chain that is holding the females in your family. As I pray with you, that chain breaks.
Amen.
Congratulations.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Lady, the glory of God is upon you. I've seen other children. What's a man? I saw other children. I saw that children. Hey, what kind of woman is this? I'm seeing other children. Your own. Daddy house. I'm seeing some girls. This man is looking at. Please go. There are some other girls. They are your children. Can I pray for you? See how many? See my hand. How many children?
Five kids.
This woman, do you know where you are?
Hallelujah.
Or you think we are guessing? She thinks we are guessing. Who is goodness?
My daughter.
Who is Ella?
My daughter.
Who is Chinasa?
My daughter.
Hallelujah.
You know, now, as I'm speaking to you now, you are worried because you want a boy. Wait. Your baby now, he's about 8 months. 8 months and 4 days.
Hallelujah.
Now,
thank you, Lord.
There is a man. Look here. There's a man that is saying that this one had better be a boy. What kind of woman is this? Who is Nana? Who is Nana?
It's my husband.
Do you know where you are?
Hallelujah.
Woman, don't cry. Stop. I don't like seeing people cry. Don't cry. woman who was Umba. Father, woman, look at me. Look here. In the name of Jesus, as the Lord liveth, your heart desire is granted.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, give her a surprise.
Amen.
Congratulations.
Hallelujah.
Who is Mema? Who is Mema here? What's your name? Mema. Lift your hand up.
I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I am who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at.
I'm walking in power.
I'm walking in power. I live a life of faith.
Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. I see His glory. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. I see His glory. I know who I am. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now.
See His glory. I know who I am.
I'm not asking you, I'm telling you what the Lord is saying. You need to be healthy to do this work well. A man of God died very young, and at his deathbed he said, God gave me a message and gave me a horse. I overused the horse, I could not deliver the message. So woman, you need to be healthy. Okay, please, next year, rest, take a lot of rest. As you do the work of God, take a lot of rest. You have a prayer ministry.
Yes.
You always pray.
Yes, sir.
Take a lot of rest.
Yes, sir.
So that you can last. You can live long. It's very important. There are times to counsel people. There are times to shut down. Okay? It's very important. There are times to shut down. One of the things I enjoy when I travel abroad is I rest. People don't know I rest. Papa doesn't rest. I rest too. You don't understand. I do. When I go abroad, after morning session, bam, I go to sleep. I don't talk to nobody. I don't counsel anybody. I don't see anybody. I sleep. I come back from the meeting, I sleep again. Then when everybody is now sleeping, I wake. That's the truth. Amen. We left this place and we went home, right? I slept. Mama is here. I slept. Didn't talk to nobody. So you will say, oh wow, the man is great. Grace functions on wisdom. Wisdom is important. So you want to do like me, you say the man doesn't rest. Don't kill yourself. I rest. I rest a lot. And yet I'm busy. That's why my counseling timing is minimal. Because I rest. I study, pray, and I just knock myself up. Just sleep. Wake up, study, pray. So don't just do the work of God. God's going to help you. As you do His work, wisdom is important. Wisdom is very important. And God is going to help you. What's the letter D I'm saying?
Dogba.
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 What is it?
My husband.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
Everyone under the sound of my voice, I pray for you.
I receive.
Shame is canceled.
Amen. Amen.
Shame is canceled.
Amen.
Disgrace and disappointment is eliminated.
Amen.
I speak the wisdom,
mercy,
the grace, the strength of the Almighty God upon your life.
Amen.
Your time has come.
Amen.
May they receive an impartation of grace and glory.
Amen.
Gethsemane. Gethsemane. Come, you want to say something?
Yes.
Come, let me tell you what you want to say. The dream,
yes.
And you saw me in the dream.
Yes,
you had an encounter. You had
yes,
an encounter.
Yes.
Wait. You had an encounter, and right now God is going to Liberia. You're from Liberia.
I'm from Liberia, Papa.
Now, I don't know the person is in this place. But the Lord is saying, your restoration will be so heavy that when, listen, that when you share your testimony, people will shed tears of joy.
Amen.
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 It's going to be so heavy. So heavy.
Amen.
So heavy.
Amen.
So heavy.
Amen.
So heavy.
Amen.
Name of Jesus. What is that? Your husband is what? He's dying. Her husband? We ask for the anointing upon this.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Victory come. Go put this on the husband. Put this on the husband. You are blessed. In Jesus' name. Don't forget, we have tomorrow morning and we have what? Crossover. Please, I beg of you, your 20 prayer points, you must hold it to crossover, because as we enter the new year, for 45 minutes after rejoicing and thank you, 45 minutes, it is we and our request. For 45 minutes, we are handling that prayer. We will handle it for that long. Take our time. Amen. Why people just say, well, happy new year, God bless you, this, they go home. We don't do that in OFM here. While they are all there dancing, we are still here settling our case, because we are not. Wow!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord.
Are you just looking like that?
Hallelujah!
Shout glory!
That brother, look at that brother over there.
Hey. Papa, this is miracle power. Papa, this man was carried here. He could not stand at all. Papa, there's power here.
Give the Lord a clap offering, the clap offering. Give the Lord a clap offering, somebody. Give the Lord a clap, 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 clap. Is the power of the Holy Ghost. Power. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. So hold that. Listen to me, please. Hold that request. We're going to spend time. And I pleaded with you. I said, when you hold that request, when you hold that request, you will take it home. You what? As it happens, you tick, you'll be ticking. Some of you, it will not get to 3 months. The 20 will happen. In Jesus' name. Your offering is blessed. Lift up with your head. May that offering produce a testimony. Riaza begins now, all choir members, crowd. Walk. Prayer manual for the 40 days. I think we have some copies. To address everything. Where's the board? Which side? Offering is blessed in Jesus' name. For the Lord our God is my portion.
It lifts my head in glory. For my humble Lord has exalted. It teaches me to prosper. I have come with stories to tell. I have come with testimony. They cannot cut me, you can see it. So you can come testimony. It is my time and it is my season. All around me testimony. And because the Lord is my shepherd, I should never want
every day.
Testimony,
when we see you.
Testimony,
oh, hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, God preserves you. God covers you. God introduces himself to you in strange dimensions. The way you have never seen God's word before, may revelations come to you. Your hunger for God increases. Your love for him multiplies. In Jesus' name. My head is a good head. My life is a good one. Angels shall fight for me. Goodness is on my side. Goodness shall follow me. No matter what the matter is, shake hands with five people and tell them more grace, more grace. As you.
Glory be to the Lamb of God. How you end your year and get into the new year matters a lot. Join us in this all night long of basking in God's grace and glory. I invite you to Glory Night on the 31st of December from 9 p.m. till morning. We're going to spend time just worshiping God, thanking him, and also making decrees into the new year. It's a good thing to watch us live, but if you can do your best, there's nothing like being in the atmosphere of that presence. Hello. 2020 promises to be outstanding. God has spoken so many prophetic words. Come and hear it directly. Come and hear it live. See you in Glory Night.
Crossover Night. Glory Night with Apostle Johnson and Dr. Lizzie Suleiman.
Glory be to the Lamb of God. How you end your year and get into the new year matters a lot. Join us in this all night long of basking in God's grace and glory. I invite you to Glory Night on the 31st of December from 9 p.m. till morning. We're going to spend time just worshiping God, thanking him, and also making decrees into the new year. It's a good thing to watch us live, but if you can do your best, there is nothing like being in the atmosphere of that presence. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. 2020 promises to be outstanding. God has spoken so many prophetic words. Come and hear it directly. Come and hear it live. See you in Glory Night.
Crossover Night. Glory Night with Apostle Johnson and Dr. Lizzie Suleiman.
Greater Works 2020 comes to Germany. Join me from everywhere, any part of Europe, Belgium, you live in Holland, anywhere in Paris. Make your way down to Germany as we converge in Munich for 2 days of mind-blowing manifestation. There will be the release of the prophetic. The blind will see, the lame will walk, the deaf will hear, the dumb will speak.
On the 14th and 15th January 2020, by 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. GMT plus 1, at Backstage Concert Arena, Rignish Strasse 6, 80639, Munich, Germany.
And above all, the sinners will be saved. Tell someone that Johnson Suleiman is coming to me. God bless you.